the Church of Santa Caterina. The Church of Santa Caterina was first constructed in 1318, but has been much altered and rebuilt, explaining its present Baroque appearance. A part of its right facade remains from the original design. You'll be able to see the Chiaramontane-style door, an elaborate variant of the Gothic style in Sicily. The style takes its name from the Chiaramonte family and was adopted by the great feudal nobility for the construction of private dwellings and churches. There are clear traces of this style which you can still see on the right side of the church in the form of zigzag decorations visible in the arched lintel and the pointed arches. Walk around the corner and look at the church's main facade and its complex vertical design. At ground level, there is a richly decorated door with a rounded arch flanked by two columns. Above and in the center, Santa Caterina d'Alessandria is depicted inside a shell adorned with floral decorations. Higher up still, there is a window surrounded by cherubs and other decorative motifs surmounted by a triangular tympanum, which is also richly decorated. Just next to the facade, you will see a high bell tower. The church has a single nave and is particularly striking for the density of its decorations. When you enter, you'll be faced with an unbroken perspective of marble columns, frescoes, and altars in the neoclassical style. Make sure you look at the precious maiolica flooring with its grand decorative motifs. Equally, you should not miss the great painting by Giuseppe Testa called Gloria di San Benedetto e Santa Scolastica, the glory of St. Benedict and St. Scolastica. Or indeed the statue of Santa Caterina by Antonello Gagini. These days, the upkeep of the church is under the attentive care of the Benedictine nuns, whose convent is located just next to it,